In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's a new day, it's a new day, it's a brand new day. It's a new day, it's a new day, it's a brand new day. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's taken away the old, putting in the new, taken away the old, putting in the new, taken away the old, putting in the new, taken away the old, and he's putting in the new. Taken out sickness, putting in health, taken out sickness, putting in health, taken out sickness, putting in health, taken away the old, and he's putting in the new. I just received a call. Many years ago, there was a little boy, 3 years old, that had a stroke. And the man said, as I prayed for his grandson, the child was completely healed of the stroke. Isn't that wonderful what Jesus knows how to do? For he's taken away the old, putting in the new, taken away the old, putting in the new, taken away the old, putting in the new, taken away the old, and he's putting in the new. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him, praise him when the sun goes down. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Ho! A joyful noise, a song of praise to the rock of our salvation. Jesus is the rock of our salvation. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. For the Lord is great. He is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea. It belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Do you know that today? He not only made the sea, he made you so that you would sing to him, that you would praise his name, that you would love him. He made you, he made me, so that we would love God and love Jesus. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Well, I can't bend, but I can bow my head. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Why? For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock of his pasture. Baa! I belong to him. He's my shepherd. I'm the sheep. Jesus is the shepherd and we are the sheep. Jesus is the shepherd and we are the sheep. Jesus is the shepherd and we are the sheep. Holy, holy is he. Oh, that today you would listen to the voice of the Lord. Are you listening? Are you praising? Are you singing? Are you rejoicing? Do you know it's a new day? Do not harden your hearts as in Meribah on the day of Massa in the wilderness, when your ancestors tested me and put me to the proof, although they had seen all of my works. They went to the Red Sea and they tested God. How? They worshiped false gods. We do not want to worship false gods. Fear is a false god. Anxiety is a false god. Give it up. Surrender. 40 years I endured that generation. I do not want the Lord to say to us, 40 years I endured you. I want him to say, 40 years I enjoyed you. And he said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. I want to know the ways of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I want to know the ways of God, the things that God tells us to do. You shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. That three-year-old child healed of a stroke through prayer, through the power of God. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to hear the miracle stories? I was told a story about a Muslim, and someone came to him and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and your sins are forgiven. And he said, Allah will forgive our sins at the end of time. He said, who is your name? I am the way, the truth, and the life. What is your name? My name is Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. And he started weeping. His sins were forgiven. Jesus appeared to him. It's so wonderful when Jesus does these things. It's so wonderful. He started bathing his face with tears, because Jesus revealed himself to him. Have you had a revelation of Jesus? Do you know, not in your head, but do you know that you are loved with an everlasting love? Do you know that he has a plan for your life? Psalm 100, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Ho! Worship the Lord with gladness. Gladness. Why? Because he redeemed us on the cross and through his blood and has been raised from the dead. Come into his presence with singing. Singing. The light of Christ has come into the world. The light of Christ has come into the world. It is he that made us, and we are his. Oh, yes, I am a son of God. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. You belong to him. He bought you with his precious blood as he shed it on the cross for you. So many times we're sin consciousness. We need to be son consciousness, daughter consciousness, that we are daughters and sons of the living God, bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Oh, we thank you, God, for this new day. We thank you, God, for the love of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, that you're still doing today what you did on the earth. You're healing the sick. You're blessing people. You're revealing yourself to people. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you. And his courts with praise. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Give thanks to him and bless his holy name. Oh, the holy name. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. The holy name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. That's the chesed love of God, which cannot be translated. It can only be experienced. And his faithfulness is to all generations. His faithfulness is to you today. Not only to all generations, but to you. Do you know that he's faithful and true? Do you know that he cares for you? Not only that he loves you, but he cares for you. Do you know that he has plans for your life? What do you need to do? What do I need to do? I need to surrender our lives to him. Surrender our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke 6, verse 6. On another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. We know what he's going to do, and we know what the scribes and Pharisees are going to do. They're going to complain that he heals on the Sabbath. The scribes and Pharisees watched him to see whether he would cure on the Sabbath so that they might find an accusation against him. Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad? Rather than rejoice that the man was going to be healed, they want an accusation against Jesus. We want to love him today for those Pharisees that did not love him. Even though he knew what they were thinking, he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come and stand here." He got up and stood. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good or harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to destroy life?" After looking around at all of them, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. On the Sabbath, if an animal fell into the well, they would get it. They would break the Sabbath for an animal. My Lord, Jesus didn't break the Sabbath. He fulfilled the Sabbath. He is the Lord of the Sabbath. He heals the man. Do you know? He heals the man. I love it when people are telling me, "Jesus came to me and he revealed himself to me. Jesus came to me and he said, I am the good shepherd. Jesus came to me." Verse 12. Now during those days, he went out on the mountain to pray. True God and true man, and yet he needs to pray. And he spent the night in prayer to God. And when they came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also named apostles. Before he named them as apostles, he prayed all night to make a choice who they would be. And we know there were 12. Simon, whom he called Peter, his brother Andrew, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who is called the Zealot. We have Matthew the tax collector. We have Simon the Zealot. Zealots hated Rome. They hated what Matthew did, collected tax. They would kill them. And yet, on the day of Pentecost, they were all together, Matthew and the Zealot, in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. Oh, yes. James and John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. How can we betray Jesus? I'm going to tell you how. By not accepting his forgiveness, and by not forgiving others. That's how we can betray Jesus. By not forgiving others, and not accepting his forgiveness. He says, with an age-old love, I have loved you. I have called you. You are mine. When you walk through the fires, they will not consume you. When you walk through the waters, you shall not be overwhelmed. It doesn't say if you walk through. It says when you walk through. But you shall not be consumed. You shall not be overwhelmed. Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. How sad. How sad. How sad. One that Jesus chose through prayer. He decided to trade Jesus for money. Filthy lucre. Money. Let me tell you, money is good as we use it for the kingdom of God and for our needs. Money is not bad. The scripture says, the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money. The love of money is the root of all evil. And so Judas loved money. It was the root of all evil. Verse 17. He came down with them and stood on a level place with the great crowd and his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. No one preached like Jesus. He preached with love. He preached with authority. He preaches to you today with love. He preaches today to you with authority. He says, be healed. Be healed. Be delivered of your fear. Be healed. Be delivered of your infirmity. Be healed. Be delivered of your torment. In Jesus' name. And those who are troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all in the crowd were trying to touch him. Why do they want to touch Jesus? They want to be healed. They're desperate. I'm telling you, the church is desperate. We need to touch Jesus. We need to preach Jesus. We need to tell people about Jesus. We need to talk about his cross, about his blood, about his resurrection, about his mercy, about his forgiveness. Do you know that the mercy of God is greater than the depths of the ocean? Do you know that the mercy of God is for you and for me today? And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him, and he healed all of them. I remember being in Arizona, and I had a little healing service, and all the Spanish people came. No one who was a gringo came. And every Spanish person was healed that day. Oh, there weren't many, but everyone got blessed that day. Jesus healed them all. This is reality. Jesus healed them all. Do you know he wants to heal you? Do you know that he has plans for you? Then he looked up at his disciples and he said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." We're all poor in the sight of God. St. Francis said in one of his experiences, "We are all poor in the sight of God." Blessed are you who are hungry now. You will be filled. Are you hungry for the Word of God? Are you hungry for the touch of Jesus? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Aunt May used to say, "Lord, I thirst. I hunger for you. I want more. I need more. I'm hungry for you, God. I'm hungry for your Word." Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now. You will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, they revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day. Leap for joy. Jump up, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what they did to the ancestors and the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when men speak well of you, and that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. When all speak well of you, people say, "Oh, everyone loves Father Tom." Oh no, that's not true. I don't want to be loved by everyone. That's how they loved the false prophets. I am rejected by people. Why? Because of the gospel that I preach. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. I am rejected by people. Oh, I'm loved by many, 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 many people. But I'm rejected by people because of the gospel. You see, the gospel draws a line, and you're either on one side or the other. You're either with the Lord Jesus or against the Lord Jesus. You're either surrendered or you're not surrendered. The gospel draws a line, and you need to make a choice. And you know, people don't want to make a choice. They said, "Well, I'll make a choice when I'm dying." You have no idea when you're going to die. Make a choice now. Avoid the rush. In Jesus' name. What are you choosing? You're choosing Jesus. You're choosing to live by the Spirit of God. You're choosing to give your life back to Him. You're choosing forgiveness in His blood. You're choosing victory in His resurrection. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. The Lord has brought me back to someone that I mistreated, and He wants me to talk to him and tell him I'm sorry what I did to him. Yes, I was mean to him, and the Lord wants me to apologize to this person. And you know what? I will do it. I will do it because I don't want anything to get in the way of God and of Jesus. I want to invite you to Days of Glory, daysofglory.org, between November 9th and 12th. Where is it? At Crown Plaza Hotel in Woburn, Massachusetts. I will be there. I will be giving a conference on healing. Maria Vadia will be there. Joshua Mills will be there. Steve Swanson. Michael McDuffie. Michelle Akers. November 9th to the 12th. Crown Plaza Hotel. And this is the number you can call. 520-414-8129. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.